We have two huge new updates about the red heifers, and both of them are on polar opposite ends of what is going on with them. One is that the ceremony has actually taken place and it meets the requirements according to some beliefs within Judaism. And the other conflicting news from the Temple Institute is that all of the red heifers are disqualified, so let's get into these stories. The first one comes from Byron Stenson's Facebook page. Byron is a farmer from Texas known for bringing the red heifers to Israel. Byron posted this yesterday with a video from the mock ceremony as well as a long text in relation to it. This is the burning from July 1st. It was not on the Mount of Olives, and some Jewish leaders felt it does not pass all requirements they support. But it was real, and the first in 2,000 years. Some will say all you need is to follow the Torah. We did that. Others have a higher standard under the oral Torah. Many will never agree. But the world is changing fast, and I believe this ceremony changed something in the world. So it should be recognized as the first in over 2,000 years. Will there be more? Yes. Will everyone agree that those will be the right one? No. Many will continue to question and fight against the ceremony. I just think the world needs to know the ceremony went perfect, with a perfect priest, in a place outside of the camp. And in the opinion of those I respect, we used a perfect red heifer. This ceremony was done before Hashem. He is merciful and faithful. He knows we are not perfect. Today, if you hear him call out to you, repent and believe in the word of God. His promised Messiah is working in this sin-filled world. He wants to see us try our best to honor him, not fight between ourselves about these things. My heart and soul is innocent, and I have told you the truth as I understand that truth. Shalom to all. He also posted in reply to someone's comment on that post, it was real and it did happen. So according to Byron and some followers in some sects of Judaism, they followed all of the requirements that they need for the red heifer ceremony. And I'm sure they saved the ashes, so maybe they'll come to agreement one day and the ceremony has actually now taken place. But now we're hearing conflicting reports from the Temple Institute, one of the major people involved in the whole red heifer thing from the beginning. They are now saying that all of the red heifers that were brought to Israel are now disqualified. The Temple Institute posted this on August 5th to their Facebook page, a very long post in relation to the red heifer update, and this is a summary of what they said. The 3 weeks of mourning over the destruction of the holy temples have ended, but the Temple Institute's work toward rebuilding the temple and renewing the divine service continues. For over two decades, the Institute has pursued the goal of obtaining a red heifer to produce the purifying ashes required by biblical law. Despite partnerships with cattle growers in the US and Israel, and even flying candidates from Texas, none have qualified due to disqualifying non-red hairs. Securing a red heifer is only one part of the process. Creating ashes requires a high-temperature fire, eligible kohanim, or priests who are ritually pure, home-birthed and never exposed to death impurity, and materials like cedar wood, hyssop, red-dyed wool, and pure water from the Shiloach spring. The burning must occur on the Mount of Olives, facing the temple sanctuary site. Rabbi Azariah Ariel has overseen extensive research for each step. A recent test burn using a disqualified red heifer helped prepare for the real ceremony. The Institute recognizes that producing red heifer ashes will be a major step toward rebuilding the temple. Due to opposition, both external and internal, the Institute operates discreetly. Some supporters express frustration over delays and limited success, but the Institute maintains faith that when the time is right, God will provide a suitable red heifer. Until then, efforts continue at full pace. So we're seeing conflicting reports here. According to some, the ceremony that just happened meets the qualifications, and Byron even said the heifer did as well. Now, according to the Temple Institute, they're saying this was just a mock ceremony, a testing, and that this wasn't the actual red heifer ceremony, and the red heifer used was actually disqualified. They did say within that post that they have to operate discreetly for internal and external reasons. For sure, they were worried about something happening to the red heifers, and if they went forward with the ceremony, that would actually cause a major upheaval in the region that's already seeing lots of war. Now, I do believe, though, that what the Temple Institute said, that they don't believe that that last ceremony that happened was a real ceremony. Again, the possibility does exist that maybe they do believe that, and they're just saying that they don't for the purposes of not causing a massive disruption. But many Jews, including, I believe, the Temple Institute, believe the Mishnah, which is the oral tradition or the oral Torah in Judaism, and they believe multiple things that did not take place in that last ceremony, such as it has to happen on the Mount of Olives looking towards the temple, and it's reported that this mock ceremony took place somewhere in Samaria. I found it interesting that some of these reports mentioned a website in an organization known as Build the Temple. This is a Christian organization, and it's actually found and ran by Byron and Tammy Stinson, the same guy who helped bring the red heifers to Israel a few years ago. In a section on their website titled FAQs for Christians, they had two interesting questions, one saying, "What about concerns regarding the Antichrist? Won't funds be misused by the Antichrist? And will the construction of the Third Temple bring about the Antichrist's arrival and the end of the world?" Pretty much what they said in their answers was that these are things that have to take place. We don't have to look at the big picture of what's going to unfold eventually. God knew that the first two temples would be destroyed, and he asked his people to build those first two temples, so we should be building the third one. One quote from this section says, "In the same way, we are called to focus not on human corruption, but on God's divine purpose. Our mission is to be faithful in our role, trusting that God will accomplish his will through the construction of the third temple." Now, it'd be foolish to try to stop the building of the third temple, because it will be built, and one day it will be a nation again, for all the nations to go to, a house of prayer for all nations that will become it once again when Jesus Christ comes back and rules for the 1,000 years. But there's a lot of confusion and deceptions and things that happen within then. The abomination of desolation will take place in that building. Personally, that's not anything that I would be donating any money to. Don't take my advice, take it up with the Lord, but that's how I see it as of now. The abomination of desolation will take place in that building, and I'd much prefer, and I'm much more looking forward to, the temple and Jerusalem when Jesus is the one fully reigning from there. Multiple Bible prophecies tell us that third temple will be built. So again, it would be foolish to try to stop it. Prophecy cannot be stopped. This is why the red heifers are such a massive deal, because the third temple cannot be purified and practically probably not even built until there is a red heifer ceremony to cleanse the temple. As of right now, land on the Mount of Olives that could be used for the ceremony is in Jewish possession.
The ceremony of the red heifer needs to be performed on the Mount of Olives and in a place that would have looked directly into where the temple stood. The land I'm standing on, bought 12 years ago, fits both of those standards.
It had to be exactly at the front of place that the priest that made this ceremony can see the holy of the holy place.
And they've had the red heifers for a few years now. Even just about a month ago, we were getting reports that at least one of the red heifers was still eligible for the ceremony.
So this one qualifies as to be the first sacrifice of the rebuilt temple.
Yes, I take it. Yes.
This last mock ceremony could have actually been the real one that they just have kept on the down low. A lot of different forces in the world have been on edge because of the red heifers. Hamas even admitted that's one of the reasons that they attacked Israel on October 7th.
But one confounding yet eye-opening motive has escaped the headlines. In a recent speech, a Hamas spokesman blamed the Jews for bringing red cows to the Holy Land. The cows he's talking about at a secure, undisclosed location are these, red heifers, to be precise.
Whether they secretly did a different ceremony, or the one that just took place is accepted by them, or no ceremony has taken place at all and all the red heifers are disqualified, no matter what, all of this will happen one day because the Bible tells us so. God is very long-suffering and merciful, so that as few as possible people will be lost. He could be prolonging this process once again for that reason. If the ceremony did happen or would happen soon, the ashes could be saved for a long time. The third temple wouldn't necessarily have to be built immediately, but time is growing shorter and shorter. We are moving closer every second to when the wheats and the tares, the goats and the sheep, will be separated. Those who made Jesus their Lord will be with him, and those who rejected him will go to an eternity of torment where the weeping and gnashing of teeth never ends. I pray that all of these things that we're seeing right now, these glimpses of what's coming in the future, that you'll take them as a warning, and that if you haven't accepted the Lord Jesus Christ, that you'll make him your personal Lord and Savior right now. Read the Bible, live according to it. Time is growing short, and you do not want to miss out on accepting Jesus Christ when your time on this earth is up. For the Father judges no one, but has committed all judgment to the Son, that all should honor the Son just as they honor the Father. He who does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent him. Most assuredly, I say to you, he who hears my word and believes in him who sent me has everlasting life and shall not come into judgment, but has passed from death into life.